And welcome back here to Saxonburg along with Dave Bacon. I'm Scott Briggs on WISR, WISR680.com and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are at the half where the Knock Knights trail the Mars Planets 10-7. And Dave, it's been a fun game to watch. Maybe not the best game we've seen, but certainly a nice close game. And two pretty good teams going out of here.
Yeah, that's right. And then the outcome of this game doesn't really mean anything for the Knights. It means a lot more for the Mars Planets, as they have locked up a playoff spot. But it's just a question of where they go or where they play or who they play.
Yeah, and right now they need South Fayette to beat Montour, hopefully by at least 10. And right now it's the Lions over the Spartans at the end of one, 14-7. And Mars with the a three-point edge here would put them in second place in the conference if it stayed this way the rest of the way. Basically, what has to happen is South Fayette must win, Mars must win, and the point differential must add up to at least 12 for Mars to get that second spot, because South Fayette victory, and assuming that Newcastle goes on and wins tonight, And if Mars is able to pull this game out, they would all finish at 6-2, and they all would have beat one another, the round robin thing. So throw those all out the window. So it goes to point differentials, and right now Montour has 50 and Mars has 38. But Mars has the tiebreaker over Montour, and the tiebreaker is head-to-head competition. So the Planets would have to win, and you can only get 10 points. You can only max out at 10. So if South Fayette beats Montour 50-7, they only get 10 points to differential there. And Mars can only get 10 points against Knox. So there's only a 20-point margin there, but they need 12 to be able to get into that second spot.
And right now they have
13.
13?
Well, with a 7-point South Fayette lead.
7-point South Fayette lead and a 3-point.
Oh, you're right, 10.
So they get 10.
That's not enough. You're right. That's 10. See, my addition and subtraction is not as good as it used to be.
That's what happens when you
I'm
get
thinking
older.
13, but no, you're right, Dave. It's only a 10-point differential, so Mars still needs to add points here, or South Fayette needs to beat Montour by more. South Fayette needs to beat them by 10 and max out right now for the Planets to get into that second spot in the conference and potentially a home game, or should be a home game anyway.
It should be, yeah.
Otherwise, they finish third or fourth and most likely face either Bell Vernon or Thomas Jefferson, and that is not the scenario you'd want to see, especially for the Planets, who already faced Thomas Jefferson at Thomas Jefferson this year and lost 34-6, something like that. All right, we are just about ready to start the second half, waiting for the Knock Knights to return. The Planets out on the field here in Saxonburg. Second half coming your way with the Planets leading Knox 10-7. We'll be back with the second half kickoff right after these messages.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
Hey, we're just a couple of minutes away from the start of the second half here. The Knock Knights taking on the Mars Planets. When you look at, talked about at least the playoffs, at least from our side of the standings, the other side when you look at it. You've got the Belle Vernon Leopards, who are going to be first in that conference, followed by Thomas Jefferson, who will be second. So that's pretty much played out there. West Mifflin is in, but Trinity and Ringgold both have a chance. Trinity has the best shot of qualifying, even if it loses. So when you look at it, it should be Belle Vernon, Thomas Jefferson, Trinity, and West Mifflin, the teams that come out of the Big Nine against South Fayette, Montour, Mars, and Newcastle out of the Northwest Nine. And this one last week, maybe even the week before, was pretty much settled. Was settled last week. The Knights still had a mathematical chance last week, but Mars's victory over Indiana blew that out of the water. All four teams clinched last week, or South Fayette, I think, had clinched a good while ago.
They clinched week one.
Yeah, and Montour was pretty close as well, but those two locked up in a battle. Pretty good one, 14-7 at the end of one. And that is a battle for the championship. Winner takes all.
Yep, winner takes all on that one. Two very good teams. South Fayette, a very storied program over the last few years, even when they were in Double A before the realignment. Couple state championships.
Yep. Well, they've won 54, 55 consecutive regular season games.
See, if I remember watching the scoreboard last week, it was 56, I think, as of last week.
Yeah, I think you may be right. Because we were 51 or 52 when they beat us. That was the record. A nice record to have, right?
Yeah.
In this series, though, with Mars, Knock leads this series 23-13 over the years, although most of those wins coming prior to 2008. Since 2008, when they've renewed their series, they actually had a pretty solid series going from 1957 through the 60s, 70s, and into the early 80s. In fact, the stretch there, Knock had won 9 consecutive games over Mars from 1975 through 1983. But Mars has won 6 of the last 9 over Knock. Knock's last victory came in 2014, right here on this very field, 14-7.
That was the game of attrition, I believe, of the for Mars, the running backs.
Yeah.
The Planets just decimated by injury that year to their great running back core they had.
And Knock, of course, you can remember back to 2012, Mars undefeated going into that game, and Knock pretty much not going anywhere that year. Planets were 6-0 and shut them out 21-0 at Mars. That's maybe one of the biggest shocks of the season in that game. But here, it's the Planets 10, the Knock Knights 7, Mars getting a 29-yard field goal, and then a 1-yard run by quarterback Tyler Kolakowski. Knocks Jake Harrett with an 8-yard run right near the end of the first half, and that's how we get to 10-7. The Butler Golden Tornado all over Cannon McMillan at half, 28-7. Good to see the Planet or the Tornado finishing on a strong note. Hope the Knock Knights can do the same here. 21-7 South Fayette leading Montour right now, so that's good news for the Planets. That would put them in second place if things stayed the way they are. But the Knock Knights have something to say about that here in the second half. We'll see if Knock, who gets the kickoff to start this second half, has a chance. And for these Knock seniors, their final trip from the locker room to the field as a player. Christopher Check sets to kick it off. It's like Jim Johnston back along with Ivan Stapchuk to take the kick. And here comes the kick. Spinner Johnson will let it bounce. It rolls around. Johnson picks it up at the 4. Now he's got to find some place to go with it. And comes through a pile, and boy, Johnson with a nice effort there when that ball sort of died down there. Gets it out to about the 16-yard line.
That was not a safe ball to catch directly on. Just the way it was spinning and the way and where it hit, he couldn't make it there in time to catch it safely.
when it's a little, the wind starting to pick up, so perhaps that had some effect on it. But Knox offense will start at the 16-yard line.
Wind kind of coming from the scoreboard into the field, kind of a little bit of an angle.
And Knox goes with the I formation to start the second half. And that means Savon Mosby in the game for the Knox Knights. In motion is Mullen from left to right. As Harrit's under center. And we have a flag already to start the second half. And delay a game against Knock. Well, you just can't do this to yourself. Moves the ball to the 11-yard line. And it's first and 15. Well, just not the way you... How can you have a delay a game on the first play of the second half? Again, out of the eye come the Knights. Mosby and Stapchuk in the eye. And again, Mullen motion left to right. Harrit's under center. Harrit to Mosby. Mosby off the left side. Or no, Harrit keeps it, I think.
Harrit kept that one himself. He got all the penalty yardage back.
Well, he just is so deceptive with that ball. At least he's deceiving me, which I guess is not.
Well, he deceived the Mars Planets for 5 yards there. It'll be second down and 10.
But we go to the eye for the second half. At least start with it.
With the delay of game, you know, back in the old days when you didn't have that clock there, you had to watch the back judge to see when the hand went up. Then you had 5 seconds.
Now you got this big clock in the end zone. Tight end left for the Knock Knights here. Two receivers that way. In hand off to Mosby. Savon into the line, and he's breaking tackles out across the 30 to the 31. To the 21. Another pickup of five. And that brings up a third down and five. So Knock with a big third down here early, Dave.
In all fairness, Scott, that number 20 right where the official is does kind of look like a three.
Yeah, it does. And when you quickly glance at it. Shrek and Gost in at wide receiver, comes to the left side. Joey Wojciechowski to the right. I formation again for Harrit. They need five. Harrit's back. Rolling right, looking to throw. Harrit looks, throws. Caught by Eric Green. Out at the 35-yard line. Wide open and a first down for Knock. I like that play.
I like that play, yes.
14-yard pass play.
Eric Green timed that very well. Caught the toes down, caught the ball.
Joey Wojciechowski limping to the sideline. Well, he's got a cramp, or doesn't look like he's asking for any attention, so maybe just cramped up a bit. Hard to believe that would be a cramp this late in the season, but first and 10 Knock. At their own 35-yard line, out of the eye set, they come once again. Two receivers in. This time, Harrit keeps it off the left side. Harrit for 7 or 8 out across the 40 to the 40. Give him the 43. That's an 8-yard pickup for Jake Harrit. The fake to Mosby, and it sort of lets Savon open a hole. Second down and 2. And Wojciechowski is back out on the field, so he must be okay. That's good to see.
Went over and shook it off.
And Knock will split receivers to either side and go eye set. Did not show the eye formation at all in the first half. Harrit, option right. Now he keeps it himself, ducks back towards the middle, and is wrapped up by Hunter Boyd.
Nobody there.
Yeah, just no room to go, and... It'll be third down and 2.
Lost a little bit of yardage, but not enough to.
Well, Mars team with some seniors, but they've got some really talented juniors. Hunter Boyd being one of them. He and Chase Lambert, two guys who've done well on this defense, both juniors.
And good running back in Garrett Renke.
Yeah. And quarterback Tyler Kolakowski. Third down and two for the Knights. Mars, eight guys in the box. Harrett keeps it himself, first down and more. Harrett loses the football. Mars picks it up. Harrett had the first down and more. Then the ball came flying out. And Tom Sheehy recovers it at the 41-yard line.
So the Knights start the second half with a nice drive. But turn it over once they get into Mars territory. And it's first and 10 Planets.
Well, Harrett had a great run going there, but somebody must have pulled from behind, pulled that ball loose. And it's first and 10, Mars. Again, first turnover of the game. And the Planet offense on the field quickly here. Kolakowski, two backs in the backfield, single receiver left side. And the handoff goes to Green. Green looks to turn the corner, gets about 5, 6, maybe 7 yards before he goes down close to midfield.
Scott Frazier on the tackle.
About 7 yards to the 49. Where it'll be second now, you got 8 yards. Second down and two. That's just a pitch and run for Green to the left side. This could be a fast second half just because the teams are running. And out of the wing tee. Hand off, and this time Mars was moving quickly. Somebody on the left side for the Planets, I think Dave picked up and started a little too soon.
Yeah, started forward before the ball snapped. That'll cost the Planets 5.
So both teams with an offensive 5-yarder to start the second half. Not hurt by theirs, while the Planets yet to be seen. Ball back to the 44-yard line. Second down now and 7. 10-7. Mars in the lead here. Just underway second half from Saxonburg. Final game of the season for Knock. Mars heading on into the playoffs, but when and where? That yet to be seen. It's time the wing tee comes to the right. Kolakowski back. Here comes pressure. He dumps the ball out into the flat. Jake Harrett was coming into his face and just about drilled him.
Intended receiver was Ranky, and he was out there. Kolakowski just had to get rid of the football or be decked.
Yeah, he didn't have time to wait for him to turn around as Harrett came off that left side basically unimpeded. Made a nice move to get around the defender, and then it was straight to the quarterback.
Third and 7 for the Planets after the turnover.
Knock has got to the quarterback a few times tonight. Here we go, third down and long for Mars. Out of the pistol, back to throw, Kolakowski. Looks, throws to the sideline, pass is caught. Up in the air with it for a first down is Cade Hetzler, the go-to man for the Mars Planets. Hetzler with a catch at the Knock 47-yard line and a first down. When they've gotten more yardage out of that one when they need it most, Dave.
Yeah.
A good pass high in the air that only Hetzler could get.
Hetzler, the 6'3 senior.
First and 10, Mars at the Knock 47-yard line. 7.5 to go here in the third quarter. Planets up 10-7. All the scoring in the first half. Planets have to hurry with the play clock down to 5. Kolakowski quickly back. Here comes pressure again. Kolakowski dumps the screen pass, but it's well short of its intended target. And again, good pressure by the Knights. James Johnston into the face of the quarterback.
Kolakowski kind of putted that one more than passed it, trying to get it up over Johnston.
And I'm sorry, that was Scott Frazier, the safety blitz. Got in there quick. Well, we have not called Frazier's number a lot on tackles, and that's because everybody in front of him is doing their job. He hasn't had to make a whole lot of tackles, and that's a good thing. Second down and 10 for the Planets. This time four receivers for Kolakowski back to throw. Going down the far sidelines, got a man down there, and Chase Mullen with the defensive coverage. Nice job by Mullen.
Just knocked the ball away.
That's
the last second.
Wanted interference, but I think he may have been out of bounds where the ball came anyway. Although the Mars fans reacting negatively to that. So I guess, yeah, you know what? It may have been close. Third down and 10 for the Planets, who've gone to the air here last couple times.
Well, Scott, earlier in the season, that's what you did if you wanted to move the football against Knock. But the last three or four weeks, not so much. They've made some changes on defense, and that has tightened that receiving or pass defense game up considerably.
Third down and 10. Two receivers to the right. Kolakowski back. Pressure comes again. Kolakowski steps up in the pocket. Is hit, and down he goes for a loss of a yard. Well, you had Grassy in there. You also had Thomas Pfeiffer.
And Mullen.
Loss of one to the 48. It'll bring up fourth and 11, and the punt team on from ours. Southern Hawk defense does their job after the turnover. Shrek and Gostin, Wojciechowski back to take the punt. Check the punt from about his 40-yard line. Waits for the snap. And with time, no rush from Knock. Gets off a short punt. This bounces and goes inside the 25, right to the 25-yard line. So not a real deep punt, and the Knights should have good field position. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. 10-7 Mars. We'll take a quick break and come back to Saxonburg right after this 30-second timeout.
Over the past two decades, United Plate Glass has forged a name for itself synonymous with quality service and reliability. By combining the most advanced equipment, the best people, and a dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, United Plate Glass has set itself apart from its competition. UPG wants to encourage all the high school athletes, forge a name for yourself and your school through hard work, determination, teamwork, and pride in your performance. Good luck, Knock Knights football players and cheerleaders from United Plate Glass.
First down, Knock out of the eye set, and Harrit with the option. Fakes the give to Mosby and then follows him for maybe a yard or two to the 27.
A lot of white jerseys moving laterally with that football, Scott, and just closed down on Harrit as soon as Mosby got through.
Second down and called a long eight for the Knights. Play comes from Jared Schreckengost from the sideline, the Knox sophomore. A lot of sophomores for the Knights and underclassmen on this team as well.
JV's being pretty successful this year.
Again, out of the eye set, second and eight. Harrit looking to go downfield. The receiver falls down, gets back up. Schreckengost out across the 40 to the 43 for a first down. What a catch. Schreckengost headed downfield, and just as Harrit was about to throw it, he went down, got up. Harrit threw it anyway. And it was perfectly timed. Nice job by Jake Harrit to guess that his receiver was going to be able to get up and go get that ball.
Getting a little dew on the grass out there. It's getting a little slick.
First down for Knock as Schreckengost takes it out to the 44-yard line. He may have gone for bigger yardage had Schreck not fallen down. But again, Harrit able to adjust and time it perfectly. First and 10, Knock. Wing to the right, out of the eye set. Harrit will go that way with it. Gives it to Mosby. Savon powers his way forward for a couple of yards to the 47. Maybe a 3 to 4 yard pickup.
There is some hitting going on out there right now, Scott.
Well, better part of four there, so call it. We'll call it 3 second down, 7. Haven't seen Savon do anything really pretty much straight up the middle. Everything's been sort of off tackle. This time they'll line up with a slot left receiver. Second down and 7. Harrit under center and gives the ball off to Mosby. Straight up the middle and only a yard there for Savon. That's tough going.
Yeah.
To the 48.
He was trying to do his own blocking there.
So it'll be third down and about five to go for Knock. Maybe a little longer than five. Nick Martin with a play from the sideline. So let's see if they don't roll Harrod out again here. Had some success with Jake going to the sides, throwing the ball. Two receivers go right side for Harrod. Morris looking to rush four. And Jake is back to throw again, rolling to his right, looking downfield, looking he can run with it, throws it through the hands of Eric Green. He could have run with it and had the first down easily. In fact, was very close to being over the line of scrimmage when he let it fly. And it'll bring up fourth down.
And is Coach Frank Whalen thinking about going for this one?
I wouldn't think so.
No, he is not. Took a long time for that decision.
Yeah. No, fourth and five at midfield, and you're only down 3 points. Not a good thing. Chase Mullen will punt from his 35. Cade Hetzler back for the Planets at his own 20. Mars looking to blitz off the left side on this. And Mullen with time kicks away. Hetzler waits, fields it at the 15, starts upfield. There's a hold against the Planets on the return, and Hetzler will get it out close to the 30 or the 32, but a hold back at the 17-yard line. Schreckengoss was coming downfield, and the defender for Mars just tackled Schreck. And the official right there looking at it. And so the Planets with a mistake on that punt return. It'll bury them fairly deep with 3:31 to go here in the third quarter. Mars leads this one 10-7. Here in the second half with both teams running possessions, but both defenses coming up big.
Knock with one turnover in the second half here, but the defense able to stifle that Mars offense, so it didn't really hurt them other than preventing them from a scoring opportunity on a drive that was actually moving them nicely down the field.
Well, they're going to say the hold was at the 20. So it'll move it down to the 10. So with 3:31 to go in the third, Planets start deep in their own end. There's a chance for the Knock defense to get field position back if they can hold the Planets here. And Mars will come out with a single receiver to the left side. Kolkowski's under center. Motion man to the far side is Chuck Green. Green looks to turn it upfield off the pitch, and he'll get 6 or 7 yards, just as he did on the last series, out to about the 18-yard line. Ran the same play on first down on their last series, and Green picked up 8 yards, did it again right here.
Ivan Stapchuk with a tackle.
Second down and two. Then Mars ran that play, and then they went to the pass almost exclusively. I can't think that they're going to abandon that run quickly here.
Not unless Knock can figure out a way to stop it.
Second down, short yardage for Kolakowski from his own 22. And on a counter back across to Garrett Renke comes forward. Eric Green wraps him up, but not before he gets the first down out to the 22-yard line from the 18. First and 10 Planets at their own 22. 2:35 to go here in third quarter. 10-7 Mars.
Still anybody's football game here.
Phil Jerkovic from Pine Richland, only 3 of 9 passing for 30 yards, but they had 355 yards rushing in the first half.
Wow.
Like they were up 40-0 or something. No, they're playing N.A. They're
N.A.
Not that, they ain't that big. All right, Kolakowski again to Green. Green again off that left side and again has good yardage. Breaks a tackle down the far sideline before Green knocks him out after getting the first down.
But we have a flag back at the 22-yard line.
Corey Payne was down on the field there. Took him a while to get up, so I don't know whether this is going to go a personal foul against the Planets. Holding against Mars. So that negates another nice run by Charles Green. The fans.
of course, have a better view than the officials do.
Right, and they have their comments that you can hear sometimes. South Fayette leading Montour 28-7 at the half. So that's good news for these Mars Planets, as they'll get maximum points if that score holds up. I can't imagine that anybody's coming back that big on Montour. So the Planets need to win this one by two or more.
Right now they lead by three.
And have the ball first down and 19 back inside their 15-yard line. Motion right side. Rinky or Kolkowski rolling right, being chased by Grassi. Gets the ball out into the flat, and it's caught on the run nicely for a first down. And going back the other way to the 41-yard line is Andrew Moyer. And Mars gets it all back in one big play as Moyer outran the defense down the sideline. And give Kolakowski credit, Dave. He got away from another tackle and found an open guy.
He just extended that play and let Moyer get downfield. And he didn't get behind his man. But Kolakowski, yeah, that was all him.
Yep.
That was all him.
So Mars gets a big play and gets out of the shadow of their own goalpost. And now with a minute and a half to go in the third, sit at their own 42-yard line, first and 10. Single receiver to the left, Kolkowski's under center. Off the wing tee, motion man, far side Green. They counter back to Renke. Renke hit by Green as he comes through the line of scrimmage. He'll get nice yardage into knock territory. The 49, that's about a 9-yard game.
That's one of the longest games we've seen for Renke tonight.
Yeah, and they have Green going to that side, and the Knights chasing him a little bit, and then Renke counters back. And it's second down and one for Mars. This could be the last play of the quarter here. Cade Hetzler splits to the left. Tyler Kolkowski's under center. And the handoff to Green. Green turns upfield, hit in the backfield, and driven backwards by Jarrett Bricker. As he got to the line of scrimmage and then met Bricker and goes nowhere. And that will be the final play of the third quarter. We go to the final quarter of 2017 for the Knock Knights, and they need a comeback. They trail the Mars Planets 10-7 back here with the fourth quarter from Saxonburg. Right after these messages.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
And welcome back to Saxonburg for the final quarter of 2017. I'm Scott Briggs, Dave Bacon right over there. As the Knock Knights trail Mars 10-7, and Mars has the ball at the Knock 49 to start the fourth quarter. Planets having everything fall their way in other games they need. They just need to win this one. Kolakowski will keep it himself and come forward, and it should be close to, if not have, the first down at the 47-yard line. Just doing their business here. Going into tonight, for Mars to finish second, they need South Fayette to win over Montour and hopefully win by 10. And right now, at the half, it's Montour 28 and South Fayette 28 and Montour 7. They also could have been worried about Newcastle, but Newcastle beats Blackhawk 42-0. So now that sets up the three-way tie if Mars can win here. And Montour stays and loses. First and 10 Planets in Knock territory. Handoff on the counter to Renke. Breaks through the line and runs into Eric Green, who just sort of has had his number all night, but he'll pick up 5 yards before the tackle. Jim Johnston just sort of is, and Eric Green. Green must be on Renke tonight. That must be his assignment. Don't let him do anything. So Newcastle will finish the conference season at 6-2. Montour with a loss will finish at 6-2, and Mars with a win will finish at 6-2. So it comes down to points. Here come the night or the planets. Kolkowski rolling right, looking to throw in a broken play, runs into James Johnston, and Johnston spins him down for little or no gain. That was not what Mars wanted out of that play.
A lot of blue jerseys in the backfield pursuing there.
So third down and call it four to go for the Planets from the knock 47.5 yard line. And we see the Planets come out here, third down, and the better part of five. Kolkowski's under center, Green in motion. They hand off up the middle to Renke, finds a hole in a first down, just barely, as Renke gets across the 40 and down to the 37-yard line of Knock to keep the drive alive for the Mars Planets. It's been a good game, Dave. Both sides of the ball, both offenses and defenses. It's been a close game.
It's been a close game indeed. There's a lot of penalties in this game, actually, by both teams. Uncharacteristic for this time of the season.
Right now, Mars possessing the ball and burning the clock. 9:50 to go. They have a 3-point lead.
No scoring in the first quarter. No scoring in the third quarter.
Kolkowski, first and 10. Under center, Green in motion. That ball comes loose, but it looks like Kolkowski fell on it.
He never got it on the first try from center, but did reach down and pick it up and fell on it.
He'll lose four on that bad exchange, so we'll bring up second down and 14. First time the Planets have put the ball on the ground tonight. And they recover theirs. Knock fumbled earlier in the third quarter, and Mars recovered it.
But no damage done as the night defense turned them away.
And as Dave said, there's been no scoring here in the second half. 10-7 was our halftime score.
And all that scoring came in quarter number two.
Pretty good defenses on the field right now. Planets come up to the line quickly as Kolkowski goes under center. Green back in motion near side. Kolakowski back to throw, being chased. Throws the ball downfield, and the pass is caught. No, broken up nicely by Chase Mullen. Right into the hands of Cade Hetzler, and Mullen hit him as the ball got there and knocked it away. That's a big-time defensive play
big
by Mullen.
Big hit by Mullen. Timed it perfectly.
And that'll bring up third down and 14. So here's a big third down for the Knock defense. Planets will send receivers out to either side and wing receivers to either side. And out of the pistol, Kolkowski's back. Here comes pressure. Rolls to his right. More pressure. Gets away from it. Flag down. Pass is thrown. Caught. For a first down,
that's
inside the 20, but you're right, Dave, it will come back on a hold.
That was either a hold or a block in the back.
But the pass was complete downfield to Sheehy, I believe. And everybody's coming back upfield. The officials' long conversation. Still no discussion. No, I mean, everybody appears to think it's a hold. And Mars now walking back, so. Oh, an illegal block against the Planets. A chop block. I got to believe that there's an official out there who his understanding of what a chop block is and everybody else's is different. Because that's the third one we've seen in this game.
And we've not seen one all season.
Right. And the first one against Mars moves the ball back to their own 40-yard line.
That's third and 33 for the Planets.
And a... Man, I didn't even see anybody down low. Sometimes an official has a different perspective on things, and perhaps that was the case in this game. Third down in the country mile for the Planets. Olakowski, the handoff. Coming to the near sideline is Green, and Green is going to get out across midfield. He'll get a good chunk of it back, but it'll bring up fourth down as the Planets get to the knock 45-yard line. That's been their bread-and-butter play, Dave.
Yeah.
Chuck Green going to the side. And why they don't run it many more than they do, I don't know.
It's still going to be fourth down in, 15, 18?
Yeah, so they punt team on for the Planets here with a three-point lead and 7:57 to go. So the knock offense will have a chance here. Joey Wojciechowski and Jarrett Schreckengoss back to take the punt. Check waits for it at his own 40 and gets it away. They're going to let it go into the end zone, and the Knock Knights will start at the 20. 7:49 to go. Knocked down by three, 10-7 to Mars, starting at their own 20-yard line. Earlier in this game, they had a drive that started at their 23. 14 plays for the score.
They can chew some clock up here and put some points on the board, and it would do them quite a favor here.
And this could be the big drive of the game for the Knock Knights. Let's see if they can do it here. Plenty of time. They need a touchdown. Well, they need a field goal to tie, but...
Is that Jim Johnson in the backfield now?
It'll come out in the eye, and it's Stapchuk and Johnston instead of Mosby and Stapchuk. Harrett gives to Stapchuk up the middle, and Ivan out of the fullback spot comes out across the 20 to the 27. So that's a little bit of a different look.
Some of that different look that Coach was talking about in the pregame show.
Well, you get speed and size with Stapchuk. With Mosby, you get brute strength. And now you don't lose much with Jim Johnston at the tail because he's quick. Second down and three for Knock. Three receivers in the pattern for Harrett. He'll put Mullen in motion from left to right. Long count, back to throw. Harrett going deep downfield, going to Schreckengoss. It's picked off or dropped. Cade Hetzler had it, and as he hit the ground, the ball came loose. And Schreckengoss well covered on that pass. So Knock dodges a bullet there.
It's third down and three. Knock trying to get it all in one bite.
Really, Dave, they can't afford to punt this one away. They've got to pick up these 3 yards. Trying to catch Mars sleeping on that one, I think.
This is kind of a catch-22 because you got to pick up the 3 yards, but do you dare go for it on fourth down?
Yeah.
Down this far.
All right, third down and three for Knock. Out of the I formation again. Harrett's going to keep it himself, has room. Harrett a 35-40. Harrett down the near sideline midfield. Harrett, one man to beat down the sideline, and he'll be taken down inside the Mars 30-yard line, and the Knock Knights in business with 6:52 to go.
Everybody looking for the big running backs to take that football, and Harrett just delayed a little bit, saw a hole, and took off.
Put that ball down at the 24-yard line. Well, that's about a 52-yard run for Jake Harrett. Or maybe a 50-yard run for Harrett. When they needed three. First and 10 Knock inside Mars territory. Down by three. Harrett out of the eye. Receivers left. Harrett gives it off up the middle to Stapchuk, and there's nothing there. Maybe a yard to the 23.
Yeah, I think he moved the pile inside the 23.
Second down and nine. Knock when they run that option with Harrit. He's just dangerous. Play comes in. They're going to Wojciechowski and Green come out. Knock's got to hurry here. They're still in the huddle. The play clock's at 10. Now at 5, Harrit under center, and Knock has to take the timeout. Smart move there rather than risk the delay of game. 6:07 to go, 10-7 Mars, but Knock threatening. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Well, the Knock Knights looking to battle back in this one. They are the last team to score. They scored at the end of the first half. Now looking to score here towards the end of the second half. And would be an opportunity to take the lead. They have the ball, second down and nine at the Mars 23-yard line, trailing 10-7 with 6:07 to go in the game. Receivers split to either side for the Knights as Harrit looks to step under center. Snap, Chuck Johnston, the backfield. Harrit keeps it himself straight forward for maybe 2 yards to the 20. They let Stapchuk go ahead. And it'll bring up a third down and about seven.
Mars getting a little paranoid when big number eight has the football himself, Jake Harrit. He has burned them a couple times tonight.
Man, I got to believe Knox going two plays here. I'm not going to try a field goal.
No.
Martin to one side, Wojciechowski to the other. The Knights need seven plus. Well, long six anyway. Harrit's under center. Harrit, option left. Pitches. Here's Johnston. Johnston looks to cut it inside. Flag comes down. And this is going to be a first down for Knock. And that's liable to be a roughing the passer call against Mars. The flag is in the backfield where Mike Carmody and Jake Harrit were.
Jake Harrit was picking himself up off the ground.
The ball is down at the 10-yard line. It'll be first down Knock if the play stands. Well, let's see what the discussion is. They were the only two guys around the flag. And Mars, it must be against Mars because they're not looking happy at all. So from the 20, it'd be half the distance and put it at the 10 or the 10 no matter what. Personal foul against the Planets. So they put the ball down half the distance to the goal. Or no, they'll add it on. They'll tack it on after the play, and it'll move it down to the 6-yard line or just shy of the 5-yard line. So James Johnston with the big run for the first down, and the penalty puts it first and goal. Knock at the 5. Johnston, Stapchuk, the eye set behind Harrit. Knocked down by 3. Harrit under center. And Knock moves.
Just a little too much excitement.
Well, Knock will give back 5 of that and take it back to the 10-yard line. So here we are in a very similar situation to 2009 when Knock had a chance 3 times to score. And Mars held them. And the final score of that game was 7-3. First and goal, Knock from just outside the 10-yard line. Again, the eye set. Evan Wynn, the receiver to the left, tight end to the right. Stapchuk and Johnston in the backfield, and it's Ivan Stapchuk up the middle, breaks the tackle. Ivan inside the 5 and down to the 3-yard line. Second down and goal for the Knock Knights. Ride your horse.
He was just pinballing through there.
Right now, the Knock Knights not hurry at all, trying to burn as much time on the clock as they can before they score, as we're under five to go. You want to score, but you don't have to do it in a hurry. Second down and goal from the four. Again, Mars, 10 guys in the box. Harrett's under center. Harrett keeps it himself off the left side. Breaks a tackle and maybe a yard. It'll bring third down and goal from the three. So the Mars defense now will look to stand up here. And this is, for Mars, a chance at a home playoff game versus going on the road to Thomas Jefferson or Bell Vernon.
Both of them a long trip, and both of them places you really don't want to play if you're the visiting team.
Third down and goal. Again, knock in the eye formation. They've been in that exclusively here in the second half. Martin splits to the left side. Harrett's under center. Harrett, Stapchuk right side. Stapchuk fights, battles to the goal line. No indication from the... Yes! Touchdown, Ivan Stapchuk!
And then Knock, or the Mars faithful are stunned.
Ivan Stapchuk would not be denied, Dave. He was stood up, and it just kept pressuring. The offensive line kept pushing, and we didn't know if he was in or not, and then all of a sudden the officials say yes. Here's the extra point from Gore. It's up, and it's through. The Knock Knights lead this one 14-10 with 3:35 to go in the game. Can they hang on and beat the Planets to finish out the season? We'll find out right after this.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in four locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
Back here at Saxonburg, the Knock Knights, pretty impressive drive there, Dave. 80 yards, 11 plays. Ivan Stapchuk from 3 yards out makes it 14-10 with 3:35 to go. And now the Knock defense needs to hold on here for the Knock win.
Mars offense has not been tonight, anyway, a quick strike offense.
There's Matt Gore's kickoff. Gore will put it down near the near sideline, and it'll be caught on one hop. Looking to go somewhere upfield with it is Cade Hetzler to the sideline. Hetzler hit. Hetzler down the far sideline and pushed out of bounds. Not before. They didn't get to the 20-yard line. They'll put him out at about, let's see where they put him.
About the 15?
Somewhere in that neighborhood. So at the 15-yard line, Mars has 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
And all three timeouts.
To get a touchdown, because they need a touchdown. And basically, if they can do that, they would get a home playoff game. Otherwise, they're fourth. Newcastle already won tonight. Planets will come out. Two receivers come out to the near side. Kolakowski's under center. Split backs behind him, and Kolakowski's back to throw. Pressure comes. Throws to the flat. The pass is caught out here in the flat by Hetzler. Hetzler is hit and brought down at the 19-yard line. That'll be a gain of about four.
And the clock turns, 3:13.
Yeah, Hetzler did not get out of bounds. And Mars not going with a whole lot of urgency here as we're down to 3 minutes to go. 14-10 Knock. Mars with the ball at their own 19. Second down and six. Thomas Sheehy splits wide to the right. Now three receivers go to the right side. Actually had an extra guy on the field. Kozakowski's back to throw again. Looking, throwing downfield over the top of his intended receiver, Hetzler. It'll bring up third down and six.
Scott, sometimes we've seen that flag when they got 12 guys in the huddle, one off. Have not seen that this year.
And that's happened two or three times tonight to both teams. All right, Mars now, third down and 6. Ball at their own 19-yard line. They trail 14-10 to knock with 2:40 to go.
Scott, this is going to have to be four down territory for Mars, although it's really not great field position for that. If they don't make this first down, they almost have to go for it, or it's game.
And again, four receivers now for Kolakowski. Kolakowski is back. Kolakowski to the flat. The pass is caught out near the 15. It's going to be close. Depends on the spot. They keep the clock running short of the first down. I think another bad spot. That should have been spotted closer to the 15, but they're, or the 25. They spotted at the 24. It'll be fourth down and a yard for Mars. They need to pick this up to keep their season going, and the clock now turning down to 2:10.
This play is for the game, basically.
Or for the, to stay in the game.
Or to stay in the game.
Mars with all three of their timeouts remaining. Kolakowski's under center. Knock stuffs the middle. Motion man to the near side. Kolakowski with a handoff, and the play is blown up by Andrew Mullen. And the tackle in the backfield, the Knights take it over on downs.
In very good field position, might I add.
Andrew Mullen blew that one up. He was in the backfield and almost took the handoff. Well, the Knock captain comes up with a big play of the night. And with a minute 48 to go, the Knock Knights get the ball back. Mars can stop the clock three times here. So with a minute 48 to go, there's still some question.
But if Knock turns this into points, that's it.
Or can get a first down. Savon Mosby is in at fullback. And Mosby is just going to block for Stapchuk, would be my guess. And Knock will just come right at you right here. Herod out of the I formation. Takes the ball, keeps it himself. Herod inside the 30. Herod to the 28-yard line, or the 20-yard line to the 18. A lot of pushing and shoving. You got to be careful here. You don't want to do anything stupid that would, one, stop the clock, although Mars does do that. As Knock picks up 2 to the 18, 1:39 to go. So the Planets could not get the first down.
That was a beautiful, beautiful play.
But what a defensive effort there by Knock and those four downs.
Now Mullen, like
especially.
You said, just blew that thing up. He was in the backfield for the handoff and just took everybody down.
And Andrew Mullen is a big kid at 6'2", 225. He is a strong kid. And he came through there, and Mars had no chance to run the ball. I don't know whether it was Ranky or whether it was Green, but they got a bear hug from the Knights' number 52.
And Scott, I think the neighbors here at Knock High School are having a campfire out back watching the game. I think they're warming up the fireworks.
All right. Second down and 8 for Knock. I'm just looking to run the clock here. Harrit, he'll take the snap and gives it off to Savon. Mosby breaks a tackle inside the 10. Mosby's going! Touchdown! Savon Mosby!
He had five guys riding his back. And the flags fly in the end zone, I think, a little bit of maybe well-deserved celebration.
Savon Mosby, 18 yards straight ahead. Not to be denied, into the end zone, and the flag came after the score. So it's either a celebration penalty. Not sure what it is, but Knock now putting this one away with a minute 34 to go. And the touchdown will count because the play came, or the flag came after the score. And we'll see what the penalty is. It's either excessive celebration or...
Well, I did see a Mars Planet down there with his helmet off. I don't know how that came to be.
Touchdown is good. Personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Knock. And they can enforce that on the kickoff if they decide, and that's what they'll do. So it's 20-10 Knock as Savon Mosby's 18-yard run. And boy, am I looking forward to watching him run next year.
Oh, he had literally four or five guys he dragged that last 7 or 8 yards.
And the extra point by Gore is up and through. 1:34 to go, 21-10. The Knock Knights in the lead. We'll be back to wrap up the 2017 season right after this timeout.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
This is still a two-score game, any way you look at it. The Planets need a touchdown, a two-point conversion, and a field goal to tie. No, to win. Excuse me.
Well, 1:34 to go. Planets with only two timeouts remaining. So you got to be careful here if you're Knock. And now they'll mark off the 15-yard penalty.
A lot of penalties in this game both ways. That one, okay. When you score like that at this point in the game, that's going to happen.
Yeah,
celebration
yeah.
Penalties are going to happen.
Yeah,
when you're coming in a big underdog and you're beating your closest rival and fiercest rival.
Here's the kickoff by Matt Gore. And he'll put this one down on the ground. And it'll be fielded by the Planets. So they bobble it around at the 30. And heading upfield with it to the 41-yard line is Teddy Ruffner. And so the Planet offense out on the field. 1:28 to go. And the ball at the 43.
No,
where they put it? They're going to put it down at the 41.
You know, they'll probably be asking Kolkowski to go to the air a lot here.
I would think so, and look for that Knight defensive line to come big time. You've got Grassy, Mosby, Mullen, and Corey Payne, that front four. And let's see what happens. Kolkowski under center, receiver to the right. He's back to throw. Pressure comes, gets away from it. Flag is down. And this is just a pass downfield, and that's incomplete. Had to have a hold. One of the Knock Knights sort of went down, and nobody was around him.
Pancaked, yeah.
And Michael Carmody, almost with a no-no there, he picked up the flag. You're not allowed to do that, son.
Not allowed to touch it.
The hold against the Planets, and Knock will probably refuse it. No, nope, they're going to take it. 1:20 to go, so it's all academic now. The Knights up 21-10 over Mars. Well, it's not all academic, but it's pretty close. Mars would have to score twice.
They have two timeouts.
The penalty will move the ball back to the 30-yard line. What an effort by these Knock Knights here in this fourth quarter with a long drive of 80 yards to score and take the lead. Then hold Mars to a four-down out. And Savon Mosby with an 18-yard just slow run up the middle took everybody with him. Kolakowski to throw it downfield. Pass is caught. And coming downfield and breaking tackles to the outside. That's Cade Hetzler. Hetzler gets inside the Knock 35 down to the 32-yard line. And that stops the clock with 1:09 to go. Mars looking to at least cut into the lead and see if they can make something happen here. 1:09 to go. Kolakowski under center, and they just spiked the ball to stop the clock at 1:07.
Still got two timeouts. Or is it correctly two times out?
I do not know.
Probably technically is, but it sounds weird, so we'll go with timeouts.
All right, second down and 10 after the spike. Kolakowski will go in the shotgun with Ranky behind him and three receivers. Kolakowski's back looking left, looking over the middle, now throwing the home run ball down the far sideline, and it's out of bounds, incomplete. Flag is down after this play as it's getting a little bit chippy. Mars pointing at Knock, Knock pointing at Mars. First guy I saw point was a Knock Knight, so it's probably against Knock. And it had to be
Well, they're standing there talking right almost to Mosby.
And nobody's moving either way. And it may be offsetting.
Nobody's giving an inch.
Personal foul against Mars. Yep, that's offsetting. Personal foul against Knock. Offsetting. Mars has to be careful here. You can't get anybody tossed out of this game. You still have to play a game next week, even though you're going to be on the road.
If you're tossed out of this one, you're sitting next week.
Yep.
That's WPIO rule.
Third down and 10 for the Planets. 1 minute to go. They trail Knock 21-10. Knock scoring twice here in the fourth quarter. And we have whistles before this. Boy, this is just sort of getting sloppy now.
I don't see a flag. I see a whistle, or I heard whistles. I don't see a flag anywhere.
And they're not moving the ball. They must not have set the 25-second clock. That's my guess here.
Must be.
So here we go. Third down now and 10 for Mars. Knock shows blitz, and here they come. Kolakowski's back being chased. Rolling to his right, throwing into the flat. Ball knocked down, almost picked off by Jim Johnston. I think the pass intended for Hensler. Johnson went after it, Dave, and just thought, all right, do I try to catch it or knock it down? And he thought the better of it and knocked it down.
Yeah, there probably could have been a hold called on that play, too, on the Planets. But
55 seconds to go. Mars down to their fourth down here. 21-10, Knock in the lead. Planets need to get the first down to keep this drive going. Two backs in the backfield. Kolakowski, receivers left. The snap is fumbled, and the Knights fall on it. Doesn't matter. It's Knock football anyway on the turnover on downs with 50 seconds to go. Tanner Grassi, I think, came up with the ball, but it was going to be a turnover on downs anyway. It'll go down as a fumble and a Knock Knight recovery for Tanner Grassi. And with 50 seconds to go, the Knock offense heads out onto the field with the ball at their own 33-yard line and a 21-10 lead.
Technically, they just have to kneel on it a couple times unless Mars decides to use their timeouts.
Well, we'll see what Knock does here. Well, they try to run the ball or not. They could take a knee. But what a win for Frank Whalen and the Knock Knights, his signature win as a head coach, Dave.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you come into a game like this as an underdog against a close rival, a good rival like Mars, and can walk away with a victory, it's got to make you feel good.
Knights will come out in the I formation, and Savon Mosby will just take it up the middle. And Knock will run the ball, and Mars won't stop the clock.
We'll see.
That's it.
We'll see when the officials blow this ready for play.
They should have to run one more play.
Yep.
And they will. Andrew Mullen comes in. Let's see if Mullen's going to run the ball here. Oh, no. Remember the Knights used to do that years ago? They put one of those big linemen back there and let him run.
Larry Kunstelman used to do that.
Final play of the game for the Knock Knights. And it'll be Savon Mosby into the line of scrimmage, and Mosby will be pushed around. And that'll be it. The final score. The Knock Knights defeat the Mars Planets 21-10 to finish out their season and finish 4-4 in conference play, but finish with a win over a big rival. The Planets going to the playoffs, but they're going on the road. We'll be back here to Saxonburg to recap tonight's Knock victory right after this timeout.
Michael, what are you wearing?
These are doctor's scrubs, Mr. Schneider. Got some healing to do.
Ah, because all the furnace rejuvenation calls we're getting?
Rejuvenations are even more important than tune-ups.
That's true.
We deep clean your system to remove every speck of dust.
Breathing new life into your furnace.
Making them work like the day they were born.
Doctors deliver babies. I get it.
And you do not want carbon monoxide leaks.
So deadly.
You need to call Schneider's 1 hour
before you turn your furnace on.
We'll keep your family safe by keeping your furnace healthy.
I see what you did there.
We don't call them rejuvenations for nothing.
And we guarantee no breakdowns for 6 months.
Or we give your money back towards repair.
Let's get to work.
You gonna put on some scrubs too, Mr. Schneider?
I'll just keep my Schneider's uniform on.
Time for a house call from Schneider's 1 hour.
Here, you dropped your stethoscope.
Oh, thanks.
283-8525.
Schneider's 1 hour. On time, day or night.
283-8525.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
It's now time for the Knock Postgame Show, a wrap-up of tonight's Knock High School football game. Remember, you can listen to this game anytime online at WISR680.com or on the MSA Sports Network at msasports.net. Now back to Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon live from the press box.
Well, and welcome back to a jubilant Saxonburg as the Knock Knights come out of their team huddle out on the field and head over to salute the band. The student section heads out on the field. And for this Knock team, Dave, this is an absolutely huge win for these kids and even a huger win maybe for Frank Whalen.
Oh, yeah, I know, especially for these seniors, Scott. This has been a tough year for them. You know, they started out well against Blackhawk. They had some learning experiences throughout the year. New coach, new offense, new defense. And it just kept getting better and better every week, as Coach said. And this week just kind of caps it off, a victory against the Mars Planets.
Well, you know, coming into this one, this was going to be a good game. Knock had absolutely nothing to lose. And Mars, they needed a win, and they needed some help to get a second place in the conference. Now they will finish fourth in this conference. And it looks like South Fayette will win. Montour has cut the lead there. It's still 28-14 South Fayette. So things finish up the way they are. South Fayette will be first. Montour will be second. Newcastle will be third. And Mars will be fourth. Now, I believe that's the way it is. But, yeah, that's the way it'll finish up because Montour beat Newcastle. Right? Yes, they beat him early in the season. So they'll win the tiebreaker when they both finish at 6-2. But what a finish for the Knock Knights. They'll finish in the conference at 4-4. One game behind the Mars Planets, who will be 5-3. But a big one tonight for the Knock Knights. You know, it's tough, Dave, when you go into the last game of the season knowing it's your last game. You're not going to move on to the playoffs, but you've got a chance to beat your arch rival. And there's nothing more emotional than getting kids ready for a game like that.
Oh, absolutely, and especially against the rivalry between these two schools over the years and just about every sport there is, you know, that no matter what, even when we were here in school, your goal for the year was to beat Mars in anything you could, and I'm sure it was the same for them. So this has been a good rivalry over the years, both ways, and the Knock Knights have to feel pretty good about this when walking off the field tonight.
All right, let's take a look at the scoring. Planets got the ball to start things out and had a nice long drive going, but the Knock defense forced them to punt. Then Mars shut down Knock and forced the punt from Knock. They would drive down the field, get down to the 8-yard line, but the Knock defense, along with a penalty, forced them backwards. They had to settle for a Christopher Check 29-yard field goal right at the start of the second quarter, and they led 3-0. After another 3-and-out for the Knights, it was the Planets with a quick drive. Kolakowski took it in from a yard out, and with 7:21 to go in the first half, they led 10-0. Then the Knights got the ball back, starting at their own 23 with 7:14 to go in the first half. Took it 14 plays down the field, and with 55 seconds to go, Jake Harrett took it in from 9 yards out, and the Knights cut the lead 10-7 right before halftime, and the momentum shift was there. Mars got the ball and couldn't do anything with it in the last 55 seconds. And so knock into the locker room, Dave, had to be on a high because they came back in a game that was very, very close, and they knew coming out in the second half they would get the ball and they would have a chance.
Yeah, they went into the locker room with momentum, and that's key. Didn't see a lot of scoring in the first half. Like you said, no scoring in the first quarter. And, Knock had to feel good, though, coming out and putting points on the board late in the first half.
Well, and to show the resiliency of this team, they come out and get the ball starting at their own 16, get to midfield, but fumble the ball away to Mars. And now you're a few minutes into that third quarter, and Mars gets the ball back. They're able to go nowhere as the Knock defense is really tough, forces them to punt. Knock then gets the ball. They can't do much. Forces a punt. Planets get it back. They go on a long drive but can't get anywhere, forced a punt. The Knock Knights with 7:49 to go in the game get the ball starting at their own 20-yard line. They would move the ball down the field, a big long run by Jake Harrett, and they get it down close to the goal line. And with 3:35 to go in the game, Ivan Stapchuk takes it in from 3 yards out. The extra point by Matt Gore is good. It's 14-10. And the Knights are in the lead, but there's still too much time to go. 3:25 left to go in the game. Planets get the kickoff, but a penalty on a hold on the kickoff put the ball back at the 15. So they're buried deep in their own end just to get started.
Way back just to get started.
And they would come out and go three plays and come down to fourth down and about four. And the Planets tried to run the ball. They took the snap, handed it off, and the guy who met the ball carrier was Andrew Mullen in the backfield, dropped him for a loss as the Planets turned the ball over on downs with a minute 48 to go. Knock would get the ball. They ran a couple of plays, Stapchuk up the middle for 5 or 6 or for 2 yards, and then they gave it to Savon Mosby, and Mosby up the middle, carrying guys with him, hit at the 15, carried to the 10, carried to the 5, took guys into the end zone, and with 1:34 to go, nailed it, put the game away. Mosby from 18 yards out, and the extra point good. 21-10, Knock wins it in just a great way to finish the season.
Absolutely. His defense has to be very proud of themselves, too. They gave up 10 points to the Mars Planets in the second quarter. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Mars did not score, or nobody scored in the first quarter. Mars did not score in the second half at all.
And didn't even get close.
Not even close, no.
They
couldn't even get into field goal range.
Did a great job, and then came up big offensively when they needed to. Senior quarterback Jake Harrett made things happen. Couple of big runs in that second half for Harrett to pick up first downs. Some penalties along the way on both sides of the field hurt both teams. But nonetheless, it was the Knock Knights that came out on top. And again, they were able to put the nail in the coffin, close it out when they had to close it out, and get that insurance touchdown, a thing of beauty by Savon Mosby.
It was a thing of beauty by Mosby, and the blow up of that play on fourth down by Mullen, that was amazing.
That was an amazing play. The place went nuts. It was a great finish to a good season for the Knock Knights. Certainly, as Coach said, a little disappointing that they would not be in the playoffs. And you go back maybe a couple of games they had chances in. They just couldn't make things happen. But, boy, they got better as the season went along, and they got some talent that's going to be coming back, Dave. But if you look at these seniors, A.J. Karenbauer, who unfortunately couldn't finish out the season. A.J. not available the last few games. But, boy, he was right there with his teammates the whole way. You got Ivan Stapchuk, Jake Harrett both finishing out their seasons. Matt Gore, the kicker, who's was pretty instrumental in the success of the soccer team. Evan Wynn, Eric Green, both of those guys contributing a lot. Thomas Pfeiffer, who played a good bit tonight at nose tackle.
Yes, he did.
Started the game, played very well, actually. Andrew Mullen, Ian Gumto, didn't see a whole lot of time this season. And for the Knock Knights, Dietrich Kaltenhauser got in a couple games. You had Corey Payne, Brad Criley, those guys, Greg Seiko, who had a real good game tonight. And Nick Martin, the wideout. Those guys are all finishing out their careers as Knock Knights. And we got a chance, of course, to talk to the captains on the show tonight. But for all of these kids, just a great group of kids. And, Coach said you couldn't ask for a whole lot better group of kids to start out your first year as a head coach. and some real talent there. But, Dave, when you look at what's coming up next year, you look at this sophomore class, you look at the juniors, maybe even a couple of ninth graders. Knock's got a formidable team coming forward.
They're not losing a lot. They're you know, maybe losing some of that beef up front, but there's some more to step in and take over. And their JV team shows kind of, you know, kind of what it's going to might look like next year. They've, I think, so far lost one game, I believe, all season, and that was the South Fayette. And actually, Coach said that was a game they really should have won.
And when you look at some of these underclassmen, of course, your quarterback next year will be Heath Ertis, who came in midway through a game and spelled off Jake Carrot earlier in the season. Thought he did an excellent job for a sophomore. And so he'll be leading this team next year. Matt Goodland will come back after the injury to the hand. He had the 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown this year, so Goodland will be back. You got Noah Setnar and Chase Mullen coming back, so you got two-thirds of your triple option there coming back. You also have Jared Schreckengoss and Scott Frazier coming back. Frazier will be back without the cast next year, hopefully.
He did a great job with the cast this year.
Outstanding job with it. Jim Johnston, of course, who lettered last year, letters again this year, and he's just a talent waiting to explode somewhere. And Savon Mosby, who really came into his own second half of the season this year, comes back next year. Tanner Grassi is back, who's had, you know, on that line a great year. Jared Bricker is back. I mean, when you look at this, Dalton Reed, just a ninth grader, we saw a little bit of him this season. Emmett Fry started all season long, that offensive line is back. And Joey Wojciechowski, just a sophomore, is back as well, along with some of these other younger guys that have played well, have seen some action. But, you know, the cupboard is certainly not bare for the Knock Knights for next season, and Frank Whalen is really high on the kids that are coming back.
Well, they've had a year to digest this program, this new offense, new defense that looks like they're picking it up well. It takes a while, takes repetition and until the light comes on, and I'd say officially after tonight, the light is on.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and again, you know, for these seniors, they had to come in, new coach, new system, the whole thing, and they did an exceptional job with it, and boy, come away with a win. And to do it over the Mars Planets, it's huge. It's a big win for this program, for those kids. It's so good to see them finish their season on such a high note.
Yes, absolutely. These kids have worked hard all year. It was a good way to finish.
Well, that'll wrap up the 2017 season for the Knock Knights. They will not move to the playoffs. The Mars Planets, however, will. Mars will finish fourth in the conference, and they most likely will go to Belle Vernon next week to take on the Leopards in the first round of the WPIAL Class 4A playoffs, but that's not a given. It just depends on how they seed them. But I would guess that that's probably a pretty good bet.
They're going somewhere far, far away.
Yeah, that you really don't want to go next weekend. For the Knock Knights, it's basketball season about a month away. And, of course, we'll have Knock basketball here on WISR and the Trib Live High School Sports Network once again this upcoming season. 22 games on the schedule for you. The Knights will open the season at the Armstrong Tip-Off Tournament in early December, and we'll be there to bring you all of that action. Well, that'll wrap up our 2017 season, Dave. And, you know, it was not a playoff season. Some games that sort of got away from you. But you know what? This team was a team that never gave up. They were always, you know, fighting to the very end. And you've got to give Frank Whalen a lot of credit in his first year. He put a very competitive team on the field all season long. And it bodes well for seasons in the future.
They have been a fun team to watch grow this year.
And we're hoping we'll see him grow even more next year. Well, that'll wrap it up for Justin Glagola, who's been with us back in the studio, pushing the buttons and spinning the dials all season long. And for Dave Bacon alongside, this is Scott Briggs saying so long from Saxonburg. Final score, and we love to say this one, the Knock Knights 21, the Mars Planets 10. We'll talk to you in basketball season. Have a great weekend, everyone.